Red house. Man, I thought my church people there, they love me. Oh. Only few people can really dash me through the house. Wonderful. Put your hands down, please. Who does not have the book, How to Pray? You do not have one. You don't have the book. One, two, three, four. Four people. Five. Five. Can you buy me a gift? A gift that I want to give you. The $3 that I need. Can you buy me a gift? I think all of you who do not have the book, your hands were lifted up. You wanted to give me $3. So you don't have the book. I want you to give me that $3 as a gift, and I'm buying a book for you. You are giving me $5. I am blessed. Who does not have $3 to buy the book? You don't own the book, and you don't have money to buy the book. Wonderful. So can we have a copy of the book? I want everyone to have the book. So if you don't have a copy and you don't have $3, I have $5. If somebody dashes me another dollar, $1, I can buy 2 books. You cannot have that book. Okay. Who else? Jessica, how many can you buy? Wonderful. Who does not have $3? You don't have the book, you don't have $3. I want to see by show of hands. You don't have the book, you don't have $3. You don't have money. Okay, I'll buy you a copy. And you also don't have the cap. You don't have the book. Okay, I'll buy you a copy. So I owe you $1. 2 students don't have the books. Can you come and get a copy of the book? Janelle, the student. You give me $1. God bless you. So my books are paid for. Do you need a copy of the book? You don't need. You're giving me $3. $5. Can you take my $5 and bring it to me, please? $6. I have $6. God bless you. It's no joke. Oh. God bless you. I am blessed. $6. Who does not have the book? You don't have the book. You don't have $3. Whose book is that? Your mom's book. Okay, you deserve a copy. Who is buying? Abba is buying for the sister, is buying for the brother. I was going to buy you a copy, but can you bless her with a book and take $3 from my and give me a change, please? I can afford to buy another more book, one more book. So maybe somebody will show up who does not have the book. You also don't have the book. Okay, somebody has bought you the book. I have $3, so please, before the end of the service, I'll buy someone a copy. Wonderful. Look. I think this is a very important thing. This is a very good book. And I am not sure if your heart is open to what we are sharing. But if your heart is really open and you are receiving what we are sharing, I believe it's going to transform your prayer life. It is going to transform your prayer life. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Okay, let there be. Who does not have a book? But you have money. You have $3. So I don't have to buy you a book. He doesn't. It's done. The books are done. How come? You sat down there. Do you still have my 2 copies that I reserved? Okay, so I think, okay, take that book. Somebody's dashing you the book. Okay, so we don't have any more of the books. Okay. All right. So I dash you $3. I'm dashing you $3. This is gift from me to you. Keep it. When I need it, I'll take it. Hold on to it. Hold on to my money. I will need it. Amen. Wonderful. So, everyone has a book. May I see by show of hands now? You have the book. Lift up your... Vicky, where is your book? You don't have one. But you didn't bring it. Okay. Try and bring it all the time. Every service now, every meeting, we share from this book until I say it's over. So until then, everyone should bring his book or her book to church. Amen. And we are all reading from the book. We are reading from the book. That is what we are doing. The entire Lighthouse Church, everywhere, that is what we are doing. We are all reading the book. We may not be reading the same chapters, but as the Spirit leads us, we are reading. Amen. Amen. And the book is such that it doesn't matter where you turn, you'll be blessed. Amen. Amen. Wonderful. So in our Tuesday services, we started sharing from chapter 6 of the book, How to Pray. Chapter 6 of How to Pray. Richard, I would like to see you at the end of the service, please. How to Pray. Is Kobe here? Kobe. Okay. So Richard, Kobe, and Joe, I would like to see the three of you. If Kobe is here, I'd like to see you after the service. So, chapter 6 is the greatest prayer topics. The three greatest prayer topics. The three greatest prayer topics. Hallelujah. How many of you have difficulty on your own, just by yourself, praying for a long period of time? You have difficulty praying for a long period of time. Hallelujah. I think this chapter will help you pray. This chapter will help you pray for a long time. Amen. This chapter, you develop a style of praying for a long time. And we will share at least three types of prayers. Three types of prayer that you can pray and who can help you pray for a long period of time. Hallelujah. Usually when you do not have a relationship with someone, you are not able to sustain long conversation, you see. When you don't have a relationship with someone, you are not even comfortable in the person's presence, do you see? I judge the kind of relationship people have with you by the type of conversation you have and how long you can be sustained in a conversation. Amen. I have a friend of mine that when I don't see him often, we don't talk often, but when we meet, it's like a long conversation, you see, and you have so much to talk about. Now, when you have a relationship with someone, you realize that sometimes it's not even, the conversation is about nothing. Do you see? The conversation is about nothing. When you have a good friend, someone that you really flow with, you see, you can be together and talk for the whole day. And if you were to look back, you realize that you didn't really talk about anything. But you were talking. You were together and you talk. Sometimes it's like a beloved. You find a beloved and you are talking to. You don't have any substantial thing that you are talking about. But you can sustain yourself on a conversation for a very long time. Do you see? And you feel good just talking about nothing. You feel good just hanging around with a person and talking. And then when you leave, you feel content that you feel that your time has been worth spending. But when you look back, really, what did we talk about? Nothing. You didn't talk about anything. Do you see? When we come to that relationship with God, that is how it will be. That when you are praying, you don't even want to end. Sometimes you are even late to work. Do you see? Sometimes you are reading the scriptures and you get so engulfed in it. And then you look at the time, you realize you are getting late, but you just can't stop. You can't stop. Sometimes it's some revelation that you just cannot, you feel that when, and that is the person talking to you at that moment. You see, the person is talking to you. Sometimes you feel like, oh, I left work and you want to sleep. You want to sleep, but you want to read something, you know, and take it to sleep and meditate on it. And then you begin, and then you realize that you didn't sleep. And you are with the Lord, and you are just with him, and he's just talking to you, and he's leading you from here to there, and you are just enjoying it. It is when you have a relationship like that, you see. But some of you, you don't, when you take the Bible, it is a sleeping tablet to you. You don't like the language. You don't understand the language. It means that this person, the way he talks, you don't even understand him. You see? But when you get to a certain level in your relationship, then you realize that the Bible is so sweet. The Word of God is so sweet. And you get amazed. The wisdom, the knowledge, the depth of it, that is in the Bible. Hallelujah. It's amazing. The Bible is written with such beautiful words. And it's just so amazing. Hallelujah. But you get to enjoy and to want it when you have made or when you have developed a relationship with the one who is talking. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 You see, have you found someone who appears to be annoying to someone, but you are so fond of the person. You are so fond of the person, and the people look at you and they wonder what is wrong with you. That this person is your friend. You see? Nobody likes him or her. But you when you see him, it's like... You see, it's because of the relationship that you have. Amen. It's because of the relationship. Hallelujah. So we are trying to find the strategies in the scriptures. The things in the scriptures that will help us sustain long conversation with the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. And we took on one prayer topic. The first prayer topic that we are talking about here is the topics in the Lord's Prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. The topics in the Lord's Prayer. So turn with me to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9, it says, After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hallelujah. We saw in Luke chapter 11 how the disciples had seen Jesus praying and praying and praying, and constantly he would sneak out and go and pray. And they wondered what is he talking about? Because when they start praying, if they say give thanks, 45 seconds, they've done with their thanksgiving. You know, forgiveness, forgive me, Lord. And they're done. And then the place where they spend the longest of their time is when they are asking for things. You see, when they are asking for things, restore the kingdom to us. You know, we have left our businesses. Our wives are suffering. Oh. You know, we used to be fishermen, great fishermen, and our wives are suffering. Now, what are we getting in this? You know, this ministry, what are we getting? Do we have insurance? When my child is sick, what do I get from this? You see, those were the times that they prayed long prayers concerning those things. So they were always wondering, this Jesus, he doesn't have the needs that we have. So what is he talking about constantly? He's not married. You don't have children. You didn't have a business that you lost. Your father is a carpenter. You know. You don't need to work to earn. You don't earn money to eat. You say you don't even want to pay rent. So you don't have a place to live. So what are your needs? You don't buy food. Oh, you need clap your hands, give thanks, and food is here. Tax, when people are paying tax, you don't have to worry. All you do is something in the fish. Just get and pay my tax. You don't have any worry. So what are you constantly going to the Lord for? Do you see? We don't, the problems that we have to spend more time. And they were not doing that, even. So they were wondering. Hallelujah. And then Jesus told them, he said, when ye pray, when ye stand to pray, pray after this manner. He says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye. After this form, after this kind. It means that Jesus was giving us a format. It doesn't mean that for you, all your prayers, whenever you rise up in the morning, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That is the kingdom forever and ever. Amen. Amen. And then you are gone. That is not what he says. Pray after this manner. This manner. He didn't say, pray this prayer. Do you understand? He says, pray after this manner. Pray in this form. So he laid out a plan for us to pray. He laid out a format for us to pray. Amen. So the first thing, the first topic, the first prayer topic, he says, when you pray, he says, this is how you have to pray. First and foremost. First, he says, our Father which art in heaven. It means when you are praying, the first thing you do is give thanks and worship the Lord. Give thanks and worship the Lord. Give thanks and worship the Lord. If you are going to ask for anything from someone, he says, if for this Father, he says, I have been with the Father. I know him. I know his mannerism. I know the things that tantalize him. I know the things that tickle him. I know the things that draw his attention. When you come before him, just worship him. Give him thanks. Genuinely worship him. Not just come and recite some things. Oh Lord, you are the greatest. Oh Lord, you are powerful. Oh Lord, you are King of Kings. What else can I say? Oh Lord, you are merciful. Oh Lord, you made the heavens and the earth. Oh, you are the Alpha and the Omega. Yes, you are the beginning and the end. What else? And you are the one that creates dry land in the mighty oceans. Just remembering to say but genuinely, he says, worship him. Worship him. Thank him for what he has done. Thank him for what he has done. You see, that gets his attention right away. That gets his attention. But a lot of us, we don't do that. You see, if you have a friend, and every time the friend calls on you, every time this friend comes and they say, he's looking for you, you know what he's after. You know what he's after. Yes, last time it was $15. I know what he's coming for. He's coming for another $25. And then you have marked how much he owes. You have marked he has not paid. So when you see this friend, when you hear of this friend coming to you, When they say that this friend is calling upon you, what would you do? He said, not again. So Jesus was saying, some of you, when you come before the Lord and the phone dials, and the father looks at the, what do you call that thing? The caller ID. He looks at the caller ID. Oh, this guy again. He knows what you are about. The moment he says, oh, you, when you call, the father looks at the caller ID. Oh, he says, who is calling? Oh, this guy again. You see, that is how we are also. If you have a friend that constantly he's looking for something from you, every time he's asking for something, anytime you see his number, oh, this guy. But if it's someone who calls you, oh, sister, your hairstyle this Sunday, you know, when I saw you, I was wondering, you know, who did your hair? Man, I was wondering who did your hair. Because I want to do my hair the same way. You see? I was wondering. And that dress that you were wearing. You know, purple looks really nice on you. Purple looks really nice on you. So, you see, when the person is on the phone, you are wondering what is this about? You see? And then he's done. And then he hangs up. He says, oh, I'll talk to you later. See, that is all she calls for? Is that all she was calling about? So next time when you see the person calling again, oh, yes, sister. Oh, are you busy? Oh, no, I'm not. What is it? Is there anything I can do for you? Oh, no, I just called to check on you. I was just thinking of you. I was just meditating and just thinking of you. How good you have been to me. I was just thinking of, you know, the last time I remember when I was in trouble. I remember when I needed this thing and you gave me this and the way it helped me. I was just sitting there and I remembered and I felt like just calling on you and thanking you. Wow. Oh, sister, this thing that I gave you 5 years ago, oh, you have no idea how it blessed me. You have no idea, Lord, when I needed my green card, you didn't know. You don't know. Oh, it's been 10 years ago. Lord, you don't know what this thing has done to my life. You have no idea. You are still thanking me about green card that I gave you. 50. You are now a citizen, aren't you? Yes, I am, Lord. But you have no idea how I was struggling, what I was going through. You have no idea, Lord. I just want to say thank you. Lord, this husband, Father, you have no idea what a blessing he has been to me. You have no idea what a blessing he has been to me. He has been such a blessing to me. Okay, and then he's waiting to hear, what else you want me? What else you want now? Lord, I just want to say thank you. So next time he sees your phone call, the heaven phone dials, and it is, Yao. Oh, yo, pick up the phone. I want to hear his voice. He's just going to praise me. He's just going to thank me. Don't you like it when you have done something for someone and the person just called to say, I just called to say thank you. You are at work. You are very busy. You are running around. You are very busy and your phone rings and you don't pick up your phone. You are too busy. You can't pick up the phone. And then you see a text message. And as for text message, you can read it quickly because no one will see. And then you pick up the text message and you look at it. You see, sometimes some of the text messages, as soon as it comes, you see the name of the person who sent it. And you see that it's your wife. Your wife just sent you the phone, a text message. And then, oh, she asked for her. But then you open it and, oh, honey, I just want to say thank you so much last night for washing those dishes. You have no idea that I just wanted to say thank you. Wouldn't you be happy to see something like that? I didn't text to say anything. I didn't text you. I know I wanted this thing. You didn't give me. My monthly allowance is due. It is almost the 15th. You have not given it to me yet. But this last night that you washed the dishes, that is all I want to say. Thank you. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? And that is all I just called to say thank you. You know that you vacuumed that room. I just wanted to say thank you. You send a message and your wife is just, your husband sent you a text message. And you say, you know, the dinner last night, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the dinner. It was so nice. Hallelujah. Other things, you can thank them for other things also, you know. But there are little girls and little boys like Ilona and Vicky and Farida, Abigail, so we can't share about. But all other things, and BJ, you see, little girls like Tanisha is in church, so we can say certain things. Hallelujah. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing? Bunsen, do you understand what I'm sharing with you? That in the midst of your business, don't you think that if a phone call follows after that, you will pick up? Even as busy as you are, and as busy as the heavens are, if your prayers are to thank him and to worship him, as busy as the calls are coming in, they will weave through the calls about the demands and the requests, and they will look for your phone call that is coming in to just say, thank you, Lord, for making me see another day. Thank you, Lord, for delivering me from what the enemy had planned. Thank you, Lord, for adding another day to my life. Hallelujah. But we don't. As we are coming, the worship and the thank you, they are like Zoom. You see, we have to do it, so we have to do it. But what really we are coming here for are the things that we want. But Jesus said, I know the Father. If you stand praying, pray after this manner. Pray in this way. Pray after this format. Pray this kind of prayer. Thank him and worship him. Thank him and worship him. Hallelujah. He said, thank him and worship him. Amen. He said, thank him and worship him. That is the first thing we ought to do. That is the first thing we ought to do. And this is the one who came from him. Is the one who is teaching us this. He says, the things that cause him to answer your prayers, these are the things. The things that make him pay attention to your prayers, these are the things. Hallelujah. These are the things. And he says, thank him for everything that he has done. You see, you can spend an hour. You know, when sometimes if you really are sincere and you are counting your blessings and you are numbering the things that God has done for you, you can spend an hour just thanking him. You can spend 3 hours just thanking him for all that he has done for you. That you did not receive a phone call. You didn't receive a phone call about someone sick or someone has died or someone has been rushed to this place or some. You, that alone, you want to thank him. And you can start from your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your this. You can thank him for all of these people. Hallelujah. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? You can spend time. I tell you, it's not difficult to talk to the Lord. Just look at your life. And don't focus on the things that you don't have. Do not focus on the things that you don't have. You see, mind you, you see what I'm sharing with you. For instance, I call you. I needed a bow tie. You couldn't give me a bow tie. But I remember you gave me a shirt. Do you see? But I called you not to remind you of the bow tie for next Christmas. I'm calling you to keep thanking you for the shirt you gave me. So do not focus on the things you don't have. But as we are coming, what is really in our hearts and what the main prayer topic is about are your needs. But before we have to ask, let's just thank God and let's worship him. Do you understand what I'm sharing with you? And the next thing he says, after you have given thanks, the next thing he says, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. He says, thy kingdom come. thy kingdom come. After you have given him thanks, talk about things that interest him. Things that are important to him. Hallelujah. We all have things that are important to us. If you do not have my interest and you are asking me for something, would I freely give you? If you do not have my interest, you don't care about anything about me, but all you care about is what I give you. He says, thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. Hallelujah. Let your kingdom come. And know the order. It is important. When you want something from God, Jesus is saying, thank him, worship him. And the next thing, talk about things that interest God. Things that God has his interest in. Things that are important to him. And that one of the things that are important to him is that his kingdom will come. Hallelujah. One of the things that is that are important to him is that his kingdom will come. He says, before you ask about your needs, before you talk about anything that you want from him, you see, David, he had this key. Wildly. David had this key. David wants protection, but he will just praise the Lord. He will talk about the many deliverances. He will talk about the people that God has delivered him from. He will talk about the enemies that he has brought them under his feet. He will talk about every victory that he has given him. Hallelujah. He says, know the things, know the ways of the Lord. These are the ways. In this prayer format, this is what Jesus is teaching us. Manson, do you agree with what I'm sharing with you? Do you understand? This is what he's teaching us. He says, seek him. He says, seek ye first his kingdom. Seek ye first his kingdom. Ask about his kingdom. Let his kingdom interest you. Talk about his kingdom. Let his kingdom be vital thing concerning your life, that as you have come, you are talking about his kingdom. You want to discuss his kingdom. Talk about his church. Some of us do not go to bed with any worry of the church. We don't go to bed worrying about the church at all, but you are worrying about your marriage. You are worrying about your degree. You are worrying about your job. You are worrying about your bank accounts. You are worrying about a car that you need, a house that you need, that you will pass a test. These are the things you are worrying about. But you don't worry about his kingdom at all. You don't worry about his church. You don't worry about his saints. You don't worry about his sheep. Somebody didn't come to church last week, but you are worried about your purple dress that could not fit this Sunday. Because a little inch here or there, that is what you are worrying about. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? If you want God to answer your prayers, if you want any person to be interested in you, first be interested in that person's affairs also. Be interested. Beloved, let it be your heart desire that there's something that you can do to make the church of God beautiful, if there's something that you can do to make the church of God grow, that you will do it. Hallelujah. But a lot of people do not care about the church. It says most people do not care about the church. They don't really care. But every Christian must first pray for the church to develop and grow. Hallelujah. Pray for the church to develop and grow. Let it be your personal prayer. Not the one that we introduce a topic so that you have no choice. Let's pray for the church. And you are praying for the church. But on you alone, the church. The pastor is the one that wants to be a pastor. Let him pray. Hallelujah. And he says, pray for your pastors instead of criticizing them. men of God are human beings, just like you. Hallelujah. The Bible says Elias was a man of like passions also. We all are the same. Amen. When you fast and you are hungry, the pastor also fasts and is hungry. As you are fasting and you are having a desire to, I also fast and I have a desire to eat. I also fast and I'm in a place where people have flooded food as if the enemy is attacking me. You see, when you are fasting, you see the people, they flound the food like that. And sometimes, especially the things that you like. Amen. The things that you like. Hallelujah. The things that you like. You know, there's some drug representative. You know, I believe that the enemy is using him to attack my fasting days. You know, every day that I'm fasting, they send email that he's coming and he comes with nice restaurant food, you know. I say, you, the Lord deal with you. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank him. Pray for his kingdom. Let his kingdom come. Amen. Pray for his church. Pray for the pastors. Pray for the church members. Always be out on the lookout for who was not here. Who was not here? Lord, why was this person not here? As Sunday is approaching, you see, you are not the pastor. You are not the shepherd. You are not a leader. You are not anybody. But you have needs that you need from the Lord. When Saturday comes, go on your knees also and pray. Lift up every resistance that will oppose us. Father, I ask that any opposition that the enemy will take against your children, for which reason they cannot come to church, may you remove that. You are not the pastor. Now, when you are praying such prayers, you draw the heaven's attention to your voice. You are just an ordinary church member. You are not the prayer warrior. You are not a leader of anything. But your prayer is that, Lord, this Tuesday, please, everyone who is having any difficulty coming to church on Tuesday, Lord, may you make a way for the person. Father, if it be schedule, I pray, Lord, that you change the person's schedule. If it be job, I pray, Father, that you change their jobs. I pray, Lord, that you remove every opposition. I pray, Lord, that you take the hands of the enemy concerning our transportation. Sometimes, you see, sometimes, today when we were coming, there were a lot of opposition from the enemy. Just to come to church. Amen. So that's why I believe that the message that we are sharing is very important. Hallelujah. I believe that this is a key to answered prayers. That the Son of God, who came from the Father, gave to us. Hallelujah. He says, let his kingdom interest you. Amen. Let his kingdom interest you. Be interested in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. The next thing we talk about was God's will be done. It says, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So the next prayer topic in this prayer format that Jesus taught us, the next thing that you talk about after you have worshipped him, you have given him thanks, and you have prayed concerning his kingdom, gifty, and you have prayed concerning his church, you have not talked about your family yet. You have not talked about your baby yet. You have not talked about your husband, your husband's health, your mother, your father. You have not talked about any one of these. Hallelujah. But you are talking about his kingdom. You are talking about his kingdom. Amen. And then, after that, you are talking about his will be done. That his will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. In the heaven, they don't need to pray for the will of God to be done. It is done. But we pray that that will be done here on earth also. Hallelujah. You want the will of God to be done. You want the will of God to be done. Amen. That means you also search for the will of God. When you read the scriptures, look for the will of God. Amen. Concerning your life, seek the will of God. Hallelujah. You are asking that the will of God be done. In every area of your life, you want the will of God. You want the one who knows the future to determine what you need to do now. Do you understand what I'm sharing with you? You need someone who knows the future to determine what you need to do today. Amen. So you don't do anything without the will of God. Seek the will of God. Let his will be done. Let his will be done. Ask for the will of God to be done. What are some of God's will? What are some of the things that pertain to God that he wants to happen? Those are the things that you search for. And those things, you pray about them. Like Matthew 18 and verse 14. Let's look at that scripture. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 14. He says, even so, it is not the will of the Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Even so, it is not the will of the Father. So if you know something that is not the will of the Father, then I believe the opposite is the will of the Father. Isn't that so? So he says, even so, it is not the will of the Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. So he says, even so, it is not the will of the Father. That means that the will of the Father is that not one of these little ones should perish. Pastor, isn't that so? So the will of the Father is that not one of these little ones should perish. But he says, even so. So that means that like this. Similar to this. So then let's look at what he was talking about. Let's go to the previous scripture. Okay, or the previous one. Verse 12. It says, how think ye? Jesus is asking him. He says, Banson, what do you think? Vicky, what do you think? This is Jesus. He says, how think ye? What do you think about this scenario that I'm going to give you? How think ye? If a man have 100 sheep and one of them be gone astray, that he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seeketh that which is gone astray. Hallelujah. You see, look at this. He says, if a man has 100 sheep and one of them, you have 100 and one of them goes into them or is lost, has gone astray. Will that man not leave the 99 and go where? Into the mountains. The mountains pertain to difficult terrain. The mountain talks about difficult areas, challenging areas, areas where you can be embarrassed, areas where people can laugh at you, areas where people can reject you, areas where people can neglect or ignore what you are saying, areas where people will not pay attention to what you are saying. That is where the lost sheep. Now, if you have 101 has gone to such a difficult area, would you not be content to just keep the 99 and let go one, at least one, this area? That is why he said, what do you think? What think ye? But what you think will be that, let's keep the 99. 99 is enough. One pair. You see, let's keep the 99. But he leaves the 99 and he goes to this rough terrain. He goes to this mountain. That is why, you see, that is what we don't do. But this is the will of the Father. He says, even so, similar to this. This is what we don't do. We don't do, have AC here, I have Ima here, Joyce, I have Claire, I have Abby, I have Jerry, I have Grace, Auntie Gladys, I have Michelle, I have Vincent. They are all here. This cold, we have to go for evangelism. Sometimes the whole church, we go only one soul. Yes! It is the will of God. It is the will of God. Just one soul, the whole church, we have to go in the cold. The whole church, we have to go. Yes! Oh, let the evangelism team alone go. One. But that is the will of God. He said, that is the will of God. He said, he will leave the 99 and go. And yes, oh, sometimes it's so embarrassing. On the train, you are talking about the word of God and the way people treat you. It's a mountain. It's a mountainous area. But for that one lost soul, he will go through the mountains to look for them. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? I said, Jesus gave us topics. He didn't say, rattle, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and then forever and ever. Amen. And the next verse, he says, and if so be that he finds it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. So do you not think that if you will leave the 99 and you go to find the one, it will not bring joy to the Father? He says, you have no idea. It brings such joy to him. Now, if you are a person that brings such joy to the heart of the Father, Jesus says, do this. Do these things. You have needs. You have needs. He says that your Father in heaven has knowledge. He knows that you have need of such things. You have need of these things. But seek ye first his kingdom. Ask about his kingdom. Talk about his kingdom. Discuss his kingdom. Find the people who are lost. Find the people who didn't come. Yes, you have need. You have come to church and you are praying that a word will come that will give you answer to this. That word will come. You'll be touched. After the word, you'll be healed. This will be your Father in heaven knows that you have such needs. Your Father in heaven knows that you will have need for healing. Your Father in heaven knows that you have need of a job. Your Father in heaven knows that your bank account is running dry. Your Father in heaven knows that you need to pass that test. He knows that. But he says, Saturday, don't pray that. Don't pray that you have this need. Father, as I'm going to church, I pray that answer will come. I pray that I'll be touched. I pray that, Lord, they will call me and they will lay hands on me and they will do this. I pray that. No, but I pray that everyone will be able to come. That you pick up phone and then you look at all your church members and look at the ones who have not been coming and you start calling them. You are not a pastor. You have not been appointed anything. This prayer, Jesus did not give to people who are appointed as leaders or shepherds. Or do you have needs? Do you have needs? He says he rejoiced over the 99. And then, verse 14, he says, even so, it is not the will of your Father that any one of these one will perish. So pray that his will be done. Look in the scriptures and look for his will. Hallelujah. Look for his will. Ask the Father that his will be done. Amen. Ask for the Father. The will of God does not happen automatically. Do you understand? The will of God does not happen automatically. If it happens that the will of God will be done by all means, then Jesus will not tell us to pray about it. Then Jesus will not say, pray about the will of God. That God knows that I need a good husband, so as for a Christian, she should give me a good husband. No. Jesus said, pray for that. Pray for that. Otherwise, the one that you think is a good husband, you realize that when you have 3 children, he's not a good husband anymore. Amen. He's not a good husband anymore. The next thing that he wants us to pray about He wants us to pray about our daily bread. Our daily bread. You see, so after you have prayed about all the things that make God happy, you have worshipped Him, you have thanked Him, you have asked that His kingdom will come, you have asked that His will be done. Now, talk about your needs. And it's so in order to talk about your needs now. And if, you see, if anyone has your interest, and I think it applies to all of us, if someone has your interest, if someone is seeking that things will be easier for you, that his goal in life is that I will make sure that things are easy for you, you realize that you also want to do things for the person. You want to do things for the person. You realize that even the things that the person has not asked, you want to do for the person. And that is why he says he will do exceedingly abundantly. Above. He will do exceedingly. Because you have his interest. But that does not apply to everyone. It applies to the ones who have his interest. Hallelujah. So he says, the next step is to pray for our daily bread. You ought to pray for your daily bread. That means that you don't worry about what you will eat tomorrow. Pray for what you will eat today. He says, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Today's evil is enough. So pray that God will give you what you need today. Don't worry about tomorrow's evil. You can't handle that. Leave that to the Father. Commit today's evil into his hands. So it means that we pray about our jobs. We pray about our marriages. We pray about our health. We pray about our children. We pray about our homes. We pray about our peace. We pray about our health. We pray about everything but concerning us. Don't you think that there's a lot to pray about? But you see, you wake up in the morning, you don't think that your health is something you need to pray about because you are in health. The only thing that you think you need now is a job. So that is what you are praying about. But pray that he will sustain your health. Amen. Pray that he will sustain your health. Hallelujah. And it's very spiritual. After you have prayed like this, and Jesus is teaching us. He says, now pray about your daily bread. Pray about your needs. Pray that your household will never lack bread. Because you can be amazed. You see, people don't choose to be homeless. Do you know that? Maybe some few. But a lot of times, people don't choose to be homeless. People don't just choose to be jobless. People don't choose to be beggars. That they are standing and they're begging you to swipe the train. The metro card. He says, can you swipe me? Amen. Hallelujah. You need to pray for your needs. And when it comes to prayer, he says, do not depend on anyone to pray for you. Do not depend on anyone. You ought to depend on yourself. Church, depend on yourself for prayer. Because the prayer warriors that you think are praying for you, they are sleeping. They are snoring. Have you not heard them snoring on the phone? They are prayer warriors. They stand in to pray for you. And you are sleeping. Oh, my church, we have prayer warriors. And so as you are going to bed, you have set your alarm for 8 o'clock because you start work at 9 o'clock. You'll be amazed as you are sleeping. The witches and the wizards in your home. You are in your home, you will hear, you live by yourself. All by yourself. And then you wake up, you are sleeping. Who is that? Sana, I was dreaming. You are dreaming. You are not dreaming. Okay, there are demons coming up and down, flying, and you the Lord is by grace waking you up to raise you up to pray. You rise up and you are angry that your eye even opened a little bit. And you change position. Now you are ready for another 2 hours. You change gears. Sometimes they snore. You see that the people are snoring, and then they change. So you realize that the person has turned to the other side. So sometimes I think the person woke up, and so the snoring has gone now. So then I don't know. I just found out the person just turned to the other side. So when he starts, and so you see that the noise is another level. Hallelujah. Sometimes some of you can't be, have all night prayer meeting. Oh, Reverend will be there. Is Reverend around? Is Reverend around? Yeah, oh, Reverend will be there. So you will come. Sometimes you intentionally come like 30 minutes to the end. And then sometimes I see the people cut 30 minutes at the end, and then you see they go to the back chair. And then you see how they sit. They sit like this. Some get to the wall and they sit like this. And then they take a comfortable position. And then they come forward. Oh, man. And then they position themselves like this. And then it's not comfortable for sleep. So you position, you take a good position for sleep. And then. Because as you came, you see the people going up and down. You say, oh, I am covered. So. As for you, you are covered. So. Tell your. Wake me up when they are doing worship. Wake me up when they are doing worship. As for worship, if you sleep, everyone will see that you are sleeping. So wake me up when they are doing worship. Because it will be too bad if you are still sitting there praying as we are worshiping. And because as you are there, you think that we should all think that you are praying. Some of you have glasses, so we can see the eyes properly, whether they are closed or they are open. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, people are sleeping, so you better rise up and pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Hallelujah. Pray for yourself. I tell you, God is giving us a formula for prayer. Operate in it and walk in your blessings. Hallelujah. The next thing, I want to share this last one before we go. Pray for forgiveness. Pray for forgiveness. He says, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And forgive us our debts. Forgive us our sins as we forgive others their sins. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive others their trespasses. Zadian. We ask God to forgive us our sins. Hallelujah. We ask God to forgive us our sins. Amen. Amen. And we have sinned. Hallelujah. We have sinned. Charismatic Christians, whenever we ask, we come, we introduce a topic. Let us pray for forgiveness of our sins. You know the sins that you have sinned. And you will not ask for the forgiveness of this. Let us pray forgiveness of sins. Ask God for forgiveness of your sins. That one also, the Spirit should speak the language for you. You don't know what you have done. You don't know. You don't know the sins that you have committed. The moment they introduce your topic, you take off. Let us ask for forgiveness. Let us ask for forgiveness. Amen. There are sins of commission and sins of omission. Ask for forgiveness of your sins.
Name your sins. Name them. Hallelujah. You see, the Lord says, he says, come, let us reason together. So this reasoning, the Spirit again to reason for you. The Lord says, let us reason together. He says, I send the Spirit to reason for me. He says, come. The Spirit has come. He says, let us reason together. Your sins, it doesn't matter how they are. He says, they can be so red. But when we are done with this table setting, when we are done, as you are leaving, it's like white as wool. It's like snow, virgin snow. But name them. Come, recount your sins. The things that you have done. The things that your hands have handled. Your hands have gone to certain places that they shouldn't. Your hands have touched certain things that they shouldn't have touched. Hallelujah. Your mouth has said certain things that they should not have said. Ask God to forgive you about your lying. You have lied. Even just before the church started, you lied. Just before we started the service, you lied. Ask God to forgive you of your sins. Ask God to forgive you of your gossip. You gossip today, you realize, Christian, I shouldn't have gossiped like this. You gossip at work. You gossip. You're backbiting. Ask God. Because he says he will forgive you. But you are making yourself like a holy Christian. You see, because we are all praying. If we are praying for forgiveness of sins and you cannot name your sins, you can, because maybe you are involved in fornication or you are involved in adultery or you have been stealing and you don't want people to hear about your stealing habits and you cannot ask. When you get there, just lower your voice. Because you are talking to God. But let not just take off and just go on like you are so spiritual that you don't even know which sin to confess. Let the Spirit figure it out for you. Or there are maybe there too many. Hallelujah. But confess your sins. Jesus said, you see, it's important. That is why Jesus said we should pray after this manner. He says, ask the Father to forgive you of your sins. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. Hallelujah. Forgive you of the sins of your mind. The things that have crossed your mind. The things that you have thought about. The things that if you had your way, you would have done. You see, that one, you have not said it. Because you know, even if you say it, it's not going to happen. You see? It's not going to happen. So the children are here. So I cannot point certain things to you. It's not going to happen. You see? The things that your eyes have seen. You have seen certain things. Sometimes we see certain things that we don't have to look again. But the thing you saw, and then you put your glasses on well to look again. Intentionally. You see, sometimes there's certain things that you just like this in front of your face. You see? But look away. But don't be interested. Christian brother, you are sharing the grace with a Christian sister. And all you are looking is, I said, look at the face and share grace with a sister. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. So anytime you are sharing grace and you see the sister goes like this, it means that your eyes, you have sinned. And Christian sisters, also help us, help us, help us. Oh, help us. I don't know what is happening now, but now the thing is affecting Christians too. I don't know why that place is becoming like our face now. Help us. Because sometimes when we are talking to you, we don't know where to look. You see, because they say if you don't look at the face, you are lying. But when you are looking at the face is also close to the area. So you don't know. Oh, okay, so what is happening? As if you are talking to the Lord, but you are avoiding the thing. Hallelujah. So also help us. Amen.
And he says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Hallelujah. Forgive us our trespasses. That means that you also have to forgive the people who are trespass against you. Amen. When you stand asking for forgiveness, remember the people who have trespassed against you and forgive them first. And you see, the one before this, the topic before this says, pray for your daily bread. He said, give this day. It means that this prayer, we have to say it every day. This type of prayer, that we ask God for our daily bread, that we ask God for forgiveness. And it means that we also have to search and forgive those who trespass against us on a daily basis. And that applies to wives and husbands. Husbands and wives, you are the ones that sin against each other on a daily basis. Do you understand? You sin against each other on a daily basis. So stop that thing about this thing you have done. I'm tired of it. Every day I'm sorry. Every day I'm sorry. Every day I'm sorry. How many times? Daily. As he's doing it, forgive trespasses on a daily basis. Forgive me my trespasses. Forgive me. Yesterday you said the same thing. Forgive me. Last time you forgot my birthday. Forgive me. Last time you did this, I said, I'm sorry. It's too much. I'm sorry. What about you and the Lord? Every day you are sorry. Amen. So then you should ask for one forgiveness from the Lord and no more. Hallelujah. The person who will sin against you or who will trespass against you is the person who is the most closest to you. And the closest person to you is your husband or your wife. Hallelujah. As these two are here, very unlikely that I'll be stepping on his shoes. But they are very likely to be stepping on each other's shoes. Do you understand what I'm sharing with you? So this, you ask for forgiveness and today also the same thing is enough. He will sin every day. As long as he's a man and he's not God, he will sin against you or he'll trespass against you every day. And you ought to forgive. Amen. And doesn't mean you have to pay back also. Hallelujah. It doesn't mean you have to pay back and remember them and then because of that, you are paying back. And you know that this behavior or this thing that you are doing, it's because of what you did. You have not forgiven. Hallelujah. I had a wife who cooked for the husband and you know, he burned the food. You know, the smell of the burnt substance was in the food. So the husband sat down and is eating the food. Why? It burnt. I smell like the thing burnt. It bends so what? It bends so what? Take it and eat it. Are you God? Take it and eat it. Oh, why? Oh, take it and eat it. Even God takes burnt offerings. So what? Stand onto your feet and let us bring the service to a close. He says, God takes burnt offerings. Mercy on you. Stand onto your feet. Let us bring the service to close. Oh, ask the Lord to transform you to a prayerful person. Ask the Lord that you want to develop a close relationship with him. You want to sustain a conversation with him. Ask him that he should reveal himself to you. That he will sustain you in a conversation. That you will talk to him. You will not cease praying. You will not stop talking to him. Wherever you go, wherever you are, you want to talk to God. Say, Lord, I want to have friendship with you. I want to have a relationship with you. I want to know you. I want to be able to talk to you. I want to be able to sustain you in a conversation. Oh, yes. Help us, oh Lord. Help us.
Wherever you may be, I will go.
Sing shepherd of my soul.
Oh, shepherd of my soul.
Oh, yes. Take our prayer life to another level, oh God. Take our prayer life to another level. Where we will go in the inner chambers, oh God, and wait on you. We will go in the inner chambers, oh Lord. And here you are. We will go in the inner chambers and wait and sit and talk with you, oh God. Yes. Take us to that level. 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 May we have that relationship, oh God. That we can talk to you one on one. That we can hear you. That we can sustain a conversation with you, oh God. Give God up our prayer life. May our prayer life change. May our prayer life go to another level. May our prayer life go to another level, oh God. Yes. Yes, Lord. Like we have never prayed before. May we pray like we have never done before. May we pray like we have never done before. Change us, oh God. Transform us. Transform us as a church, oh God. Transform us, oh Lord, to a prayerful church. A prayerful church, oh God. Yes.
The shepherd of my soul is by my side.
Transforming you. Yes. He's changing you. He says, if you want to have a relationship with him, he will draw you. He says that if you draw unto him, he will also draw you. Yes. Lord, draw us. We have come. We have built ourselves. As we draw near, may you draw us, oh Lord. Yes. Say, if we will come to you, you shall by no means cast us out. Yes, Lord, take us to another level. In our conversation with you. Oh, in our talk with you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes. Yes. Father, we are thankful for your word this evening. We thank you, Lord, for transforming us, oh Lord, from prayerless church to a prayerful church. Father, we thank you that you are transforming us from prayerless saints to prayerful saints. Saints who have relationship with you. Saints who can sustain you in a conversation. Saints who will call and you will pick up our call. Saints who you hearken to our calls. Oh Lord, we are grateful. We are thankful for giving us a way to talk to such a wonderful God. We are thankful, Lord Jesus. We are grateful. Transform our lives. Transform our lives. The laziness, oh Lord. The laziness, oh God. Father, the heaviness that the enemy put on us, that we are not able to rise from our beds. He said, Jesus, he rose up in the early hours of the morning and he went into the mountains and he prayed. Father, may we have that spirit. That spirit that was upon your son, oh God, that made him seek you and search you. That made him want to talk to you. that made him not do anything for talking to you. Father, may we have that same spirit. Give us that spirit. Fill us with that anointing. Fill us with a spirit and a desire, oh God, to come near you, to come near, to call upon you, to sustain you in our conversation. Wherever we are, Lord, may we talk to you. May we seek your face in the name of Jesus. If anyone is here this evening, you have not given your life to Christ, I want you to lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. Anyone is here this evening, you are not born again, lift up your hands and I'll pray with you. Anyone here like that? Anyone is here? You find it difficult to rise up to pray. You find it very difficult to rise up to pray. Or you find it difficult to sustain the Lord in a prayer, to sustain the Lord in a conversation. If you have that difficulty, just lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. Father, uphold these hands, oh Lord. Behold these hands that are lifted up. Oh, who you want to join? You say, I have challenge rising up or sustaining the Lord in a conversation. If you have that difficulty, he's here to help you. Because it is his will. It is his will. It is his will. It is his will that he will dwell even on your praises. When you sing, he wants to come upon you. When you go on your knees, he wants to come near you. He wants to be around you. He wants to hear you. He wants to hear what you want to say to him. Yes. Father, behold the hands that are lifted up. Father, we cast out that spirit of heaviness. We cast out that force, satanic force, that puts that resistance upon them, oh God. We cast out every wall of opposition that stand in their way of prayer. Father, transform these ones into prayerful saints. Transform them, oh God. Put in them a desire to seek you. Put in them a heart that searches you. Put in them, oh God, a mind that searches you. Put in these ones, oh Lord, a heart that seeks you. And I ask, oh God, that you will give them the ears to hear you when you speak. Lord, may they hear you. May they hear your voice, oh God. May you speak to them, oh Lord. May you reveal yourself to them. Give them such divine gifts that you have shed abroad in our hearts. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for the spirit that makes intercession for us. May that spirit abound in their lives, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask, oh God, that from today, oh Lord, their lives are transformed. Their lives are transformed from prayerlessness, from challenges in prayer. For Father, you want to sustain them in a conversation. You hunger to hear them, Lord. Open their eyes and open their ears to receive, Lord, what you have for them. Visit these ones in their dreams, Lord. Speak to them in dreams. Visit them, Lord. Speak to them in visions, oh God. We cast out every heaviness. Remove every heaviness. Remove every heaviness. Remove every heaviness. Remove every heaviness. Oh, yes. Depart. You spirit of heaviness that come upon the saints of God. We cast you down. You shall not prevail in their homes anymore. But may you put a hunger in their hearts. A thirst to hear you and to speak to you. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you clap for Jesus as you take your seats.